Time now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about career triumphs, big and small. Stephanie Izard is the rock star chef behind Chicago's award-winning Girl and the Goat, so it's kind of unbelievable where she got started.
From the pasta we make to the lasagna we bake, we're all wishing you a happy birthday. Hope you remember this fun event forever.
I got my first job at the Olive Garden.
Yeah, the Olive Garden. That birthday song seared into her memory.
Happy, happy day. Happy birthday. I started off as a hostess, and you get to wear, get to or have to, it depends how you want to look at it, but you wear a salad tie, so they actually took that salad that everybody gets at the Olive Garden and put it on a tie that you get to wear at the host stand. And people would wait for, at the host stand, people would wait for an hour and a half or 2 hours for a table. People were really excited for the never-ending salad bowl and the never-ending breadsticks.
And that reignited her childhood passion for food. She left behind the endless salad and made her way to culinary school, and then to Chicago.
I knew it was a good food city, and I was working at this place called Latash, and one of the other cooks was like, hey, Stephanie, you should open your own restaurant. And I was like, oh, okay. Not really thinking about things too much. I just quit my job. About a year later, opened my own restaurant. I bought a building, and it was very hands-on. Like, my dad built the host stand. My sister and dad and mom, like, made all these menus where they sanded them down, and my mom's like, my arthritis hurts. I was like, just keep going. So they really were helpful in getting everything open. At the time, just kind of went for it and figured everything out as we went. Back then, it was more like 16 to 18-hour days, especially when you're managing and doing all the hiring. I was calling all the people in the morning as I was like the morning opening host as well as working a station and expediting during service. There was just a couple episodes where I was like fainting at work and just having, I think I was just exhausting myself by doing it, everything that I was doing. So I just kind of decided that I wanted to sell it and go do some traveling and go do some more learning and then get back into the restaurant industry. And I just sold the restaurant. I was turning over the keys in about 2 weeks, and Top Chef called. Went in, did an interview. The folks that were out seeking talent came into my restaurant for dinner that night. And I wasn't allowed to tell my staff who they were. I'm like, oh, these are my new friends from L.A. that I just met. Let's bring them to the bar. Wine and dine them and just schmoozed a bit. And then they call and invited me out to L.A. where they put you in a hotel room. And then you do a little interview with a psychologist to make sure you're crazy enough to be entertaining but not too crazy because there's knives everywhere. And then they put you in the middle of a room and start shooting questions at you to kind of watch you sweat and see how you handle the pressure. So for the people that are going through the process, you're just kind of wondering, like, what in the heck did I just get myself into?
My arm's about to fall off. Everybody's yelling. My, like, adrenaline is pumping.
Keep going, baby. You're killing her.
Check.
Fun.
My time on Top Chef, which I think I blocked some of it out of memory because I just want to. The ones where I didn't do so well, I just cross those off.
One of you is about to win the title of Top Chef.
By the time they were going to announce the winners, we had finished competing, I think, at 11 o'clock at night or 10-something, and it was about 5:30 in the morning. So we all went out there. You could hear the birds chirping, and we're all about to fall asleep.
Stephanie.
She pauses for a good 3 minutes, and you're just standing there like, oh, this is so awkward.
You are Top Chef.
What, really?
Congratulations.
Definitely Top Chef, I would say, is my big break, as much as I used to always want to say it was not.
I won Top Chef. Holy really.
But if you look back at your whole career and, you know, what are some of the moments that's given you opportunities, I think whether you win or however you do on the show, you can take it for so many opportunities that come your way, whether it's opportunities to work with brands or opportunities to open restaurants or have lovely radio chats like we're having. So I can't wait to see, you know, what else is going to happen.
Stephanie Izard, the chef behind Chicago's Girl and the Goat and Little Goat. She was also the first woman to win Top Chef. You don't have to be an Olive Garden host to have a big break or lovely radio conversations. Send us your story, mybigbreak@npr.org.